I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is the Migs Cast, and my name is Steve Migs, and I'm here with the Reverend Fuego.
Aloha!
Glenn Cannon. Hopefully, do my best to keep my voice alive. It's
God, yeah, you sound.
Well, we just spent all morning talking, so
I know.
Yeah,
kind of sound like a smoker over there.
I think it sounds way worse in my head too, because then I listen back to like audio, and I'm like, it's not as bad as I think. But man, in my head, it sounds like I'm talking.
It's
out
like
of
you're
a
doing
voice
the whole
box.
Show through a trach ring.
Yes,
everybody.
Hey,
you're coming right for
Would
us.
Would you like to smoke a cigarette, children? This is what's going to happen to you.
Steve Migs.
I've created the fourth hole.
Just go ahead and keep vaping.
Did you just say the fourth hole?
Yes. Mm. I mean, I'm not counting ear holes.
Oh God.
I've seen film like that.
And
they were speaking a foreign language.
Welcome to the weird world of the Migs Cast.
They weren't speaking English.
The drugs have kicked in. That's because Billy from Mary Mart Tacoma is here with us.
Hey-o. How's it going, guys?
What's going on, my man?
I'm just very excited to be here.
I just saw you. I came by your drug place.
Your drug den.
Your drug den. Your den of drugs. What, last week was it? Or
yeah,
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, yeah, right after you hurt your knee.
I hurt my knee and went over there to get some of that sweet cream to put on my knee.
Billy's sweet cream. What's ailing you?
See, what's great is now in 2018, this is fun and maybe suggestive, but back in the day, if you'd have been like, yeah, I swung by Billy's trailer to get some sweet cream.
Scandal.
Because, you know, in 93, you were headed for a trailer, you know, in Renton, like, to see your guy.
Yep. I got tennis elbow from pumping him so much to get that sweet cream.
You know?
You got any sweet cream?
Hole, so.
Yes, the fourth. You have any sweet cream for my sweet voice?
You know what? I brought you a soda. So that might help.
I don't know if that's really going to help.
Gargle it.
It'll help you drive home.
Yes.
Real slow.
Why isn't this light turning green? Oh, it's a stop sign.
So anyway, this Jeep's doing 30 in the carpool lane, and I was going to cuss him out. I looked over, and it was Migs from KISW.
Yeah, right.
And he was white knuckling it the whole time. I'm going too fast.
He appeared to be screaming himself hoarse.
He looked kind of paranoid, but you know, I figured he had it. He's fine.
Back in my young, dumb days, I remember one time being stoned and driving and trying to go through the I-90 tunnel. And I went from like doing regular speed limit to probably doing 20 miles per hour in the tunnel because I was like, there's a lot of lights in here. And I remember, like, I just got quiet and there was a whole car, there was a bunch of us in the car. We got passed through the tunnel and then I finally was like, oh, was that hard on all of us? And they're like, no, we were wondering why you were going so slow.
What are you doing, Steve?
Like, man, that was a little much. I don't think I'm ever going to drive again.
I recently
that was
told
the last
story.
Time I drove.
It's like me and a bunch of my buddies. It was snowing, but we got pulled over, and I was mega, mega baked. This is back in Maryland, and state trooper walks up and literally was like, do you know why I pulled you over? And I said, is it because I was driving real slow? And my buddies in the car were like,
I go, yeah, right.
You
yeah.
Know? And I'm like, shut up, you know. Yeah. That's what I said. It's because
cool,
I was
guys.
Driving
cool.
Real slow.
Real slow, officer. That's awesome.
It was bad, man, because it was snowing pretty good and I was extraordinarily baked. And,
it's like driving in Star Wars when you do
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah,
man.
It was hyperspace.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
It was
Millennium
a total.
Falcon, let's go, Chewie.
It was information. Let's overload. Of course, with the 90 tunnel, there was a night I was drunk and had been maced and drove my buddy.
What the hell? I don't feel as irresponsible now about my story.
Dude, when I got home, my wife saw me. My face was all swollen and purple. And I explained that I had driven my buddy Keith out to Bellevue and back
oh my
in that condition.
Gosh.
She literally was like, go to bed. We'll talk about this tomorrow.
We'll have this conversation when you're sober.
I took a whole face full of bear mace breaking up a fight.
Dude, bear mace is legit.
Oh, it was bad. Like, I was breaking up. I don't want to say the name of the... Well, I guess I probably could say the name of the club and even the people involved.
Not even like there anymore, right?
Okay, so this is all a lie. This is for entertainment purposes. Yeah. I'm making this up. I'm making this up.
Maybe create the name so it rhymes with your real name.
Okay.
Yeah, then we're not.
So,
yeah.
I was down in Pioneer Square drinking at a sports bar called Yule. And
oh, it's the Christmas themed one.
Right. Yeah. They always have a fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll have a great time at Yule.
Watch out for the log.
But no, my buddy, Keith Smooter, was in town. He was doing front of house for Chris Isaac.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So I picked him up. We had gone out for drinks, and these really large women, Seahawks fans that were drunk post Seahawks game, went and tried to come into.
Yeah, Yule.
I'm sorry, Yule. I keep getting the bar name wrong.
Yule or Mule.
They tried to come in. They were hammered. My buddy Ed, which is not an alias, was working the door. Wouldn't let him in. And they got really belligerent and started throwing lawn furniture around.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the problem was, so then Mike went out, the owner, went out and tried to break things up. And I think Mike had a couple drinks. So I went out and I'm like, Mike, because you can get in big trouble for that if you're the owner and you've been drinking.
Yeah.
And I went out and was like, Mike, get back inside. Go back in your bar, dude. Go back. And he's like, oh, yeah, good call. He vanishes inside. And now I've kind of got these women, like my arms are out full length.
With arms right
around. I'm corralling these women and I've got my face kind of pushing into this girl.
Seahawks fans.
And that's when I started feeling this moisture.
No.
And Mike's fiance and head bartender at the time, this girl Megan, had come out and just started, because these girls were out of control. She's loading
just guns ablazing,
loading them up with bear mace, not necessarily realizing that I was in the mix with these two large women, sort of pushing them with my face. So I got them up to the end of the street, and that's when
everything.
So I come back inside, and Megan saw me. She's like, "Oh my God!" You know, because I'm blind, and every time you try to open your eyes, it's like a blowtorch. And so she grabs me. She pulls me in the ladies' room because it's closest to the bar. And she's throwing half and half in my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm holding my eyes open. And then it's like,
God. This is how most porn starts to me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, right? Yeah.
Bring me the cream. I need it for my face.
And she's throwing half and half
cream
in my eyes.
From Mary Mark.
And, right, right. And so it's like, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? And I'm like, get me an effing drink. So I sat at the end of the bar and got hammered.
Yeah. While blind.
And while blind, fully
and
like
burned.
Swollen.
Burned,
just
burned,
just
burned.
Ripped up, dude. And so my buddy Keith's like, well, dude, I'm going to get going. I'm like, I'll drive you over, man. And he's like, Glenn. And I'm like, nah, man, you're my guest. You're in town. He's like, dude, and I was lit, too. And, you know, and I'm like, bro, it's a matter of honor. I got to drive you. And so I was S-faced and
this
blind.
This is some great Glenn logic.
Jeez, right?
It's a matter of honor, and I take you home while blind and drunk.
Remember, not only was this a long time ago, but this is also a total fabrication.
Yes, this is all make-believe.
Completely
But yeah, I drove him out. I remember going through the 90 tunnel and it was brighter in there. So I had to keep my eyes open longer. So I'm kind of like, and drunk and yeah. And
the worst part about bear mace, by the way, is that it's mace that is obviously made for a bear.
Yes.
Because regular mace, which really sucks as well, wasn't powerful enough. So the guy's like, I need more.
Right.
In order to make this happen.
That's what I got.
Yeah.
Old roommate.
I got a whole can of it.
My old roommate, you remember my buddy Matthew? He got bear maced once. But he was walking. I could write a book about the times where I'm just sitting in our apartment when we shared an apartment, stoned out of my mind, and all of a sudden the door opens and drunk Matthew has some kind of crazy story. At that time, he was also blind, drunk, and bloody.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what happened? He goes, I don't know. I try to get a cab home. Next thing I know, the cab driver maced me and pulled a gun on me.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, then you did nothing wrong, right? Nothing wrong.
You didn't have a knife and have your pecker out. You didn't.
No idea what he did.
You don't know what to get in my cab. Right? Get in there.
It just, you got in the cab, and he said, you know, this kid seems like a good kid to mace and then pull a gun on and then somehow get you bloody. He's like, yeah, that's exactly what happened. I'm like, all right, go to bed.
Okay, man.
We'll talk tomorrow.
We'll talk, yeah, exactly.
Rub some dirt on it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, bless Tawny's heart, man. It was, when I got home, I remember that vividly.
Yeah.
Even as buzzed as I was the, so you were where and you did what?
Yeah.
You drove Keith to Bellevue and back? Yeah, honey, I had to. He's my guest in town. Glenn. But yeah, it was.
Neither one of you should have been in a car.
Go to bed. Well, yeah, I love Keith was buzzed enough to be like, okay, man.
Right. Yeah.
Well, in his head, he's like, well, I'm not the one driving drunk.
Yeah, I think I looked pure horror.
I've made that mistake before in my life where I'm like, all right, I guess I'm not going to want to go to jail. But, you know, and then next thing you know, we're all dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll ride in the trunk. It'll absorb most of the impact.
It's the safest, right?
Or wrap me in a blanket. I'll be good. So do you have anything on Marymar for Bear Mace?
Or any good I-90? Oh, do you have any 90-tunnel horror stories? I was like, hey, Steve, 90-tunnel? I'm like, I have a 90-tunnel story.
I love that you do, right?
So awesome. I do want to bring up something before while we have a billion, because, yeah, I did go over there to get that knee, just like some kind of a knee cream to help.
Like some recovery cream or something.
Help deal with the inflammation. It was like you recommended it because it was a guy that's in the mixed martial arts world that uses it, which I thought was like, oh, you know, I'm pretend mixed martial arting, so this is perfect. But we're both hurt. So I used it. That was awesome. I really appreciate it. And today I was looking on the news, and I was reading an article about, you guys remember Olivia Newton-John?
Yeah.
From Grease. Second greatest movie after Grease, too. She was diagnosed, I didn't know this, with cancer for the third time in 3 decades. So in the past 30 years, she's 70 now, but she's been dealing with cancer. And she says that what's been helping her, though, in her pain and all that stuff, cannabis oils. So I have the audio clip of her talking about it, and then we could talk a little bit. I was like, oh, Billy's coming.
I'm still treating it, and I'm treating it naturally and doing really well. A lot of cannabis my husband grows for me in California. It's legal to grow a certain amount of plants for your own medicinal purposes. So he makes me tinctures, it's hard to say.
Yes.
And they help with pain, they help with sleep. So I'm very lucky that I live in a state where it's legal and that I have a husband that is a plant medicine man. I mean, how lucky is that?
Apothecary, I believe, is the term for that. Is that correct? Is apothecary?
If anyone would know, it'd be Bill.
Apothecary?
Way too big a word for me to know. Right?
It's an apothecary.
Apothecary?
Yeah, they use it in D&D and stuff.
Way into that, dude. She makes teas and tinctures and all kinds of stuff.
She's 70 and still sounds cute as F, and especially when she's trying to say tinctures.
Tinctures.
What was that aerobics movie she made?
Well, there was Let's Get Physical. That was the video. That was just
physical.
The music video. It really was on a movie.
My dad and I had Olivia Newton-John in common. You know what I mean? Like, he was like,
you know, it's the right timings and such.
He was like, he was way into her, and I was like, Dad.
Bonding or awkward?
No, I think it was just bonding. You know, like a
Raj.
Pat on the head, good boy. You know,
what was that? It was a Nine Inch Nails record where they kind of covered Let's Get Physical. Well, they kind of borrowed from it. It was that, what the hell was that EP that they put out? Burn or? Oh, man. Son of a.
Was it called Let's Get Physical?
I think the song.
It was on the Broken EP.
Broken EP, yeah.
Yeah.
You have it?
I might. It just says physical.
Yeah,
so
I think at some point, like, he borrows from that lyric.
Now let's skip up a little bit here.
This is like one of my favorite Nine Inch Nails records, the Broken EP.
Came out in like 92?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, skip ahead. There we go. Oh, I want to twist and show.
Here it comes. I don't know if it's an actual word for word.
I think he's using the word physical.
Yeah, but he kind of goes to the same. Let's get physical.
The melody
close enough, man. I was stoned when I was in college.
I want to get physical.
Close enough.
Let's get into physical. Let me hear your body talk.
Let me hear your body. I don't think he ever says that.
No, I don't think he.
Yeah. It's close enough.
All right, Steve. So we've established
cool story,
they both
Steve.
Use the word physical.
Yeah.
So see, this water I'm drinking, I believe Billy secretly replaced it with some marijuana water.
I'm just going to be really careful about my songwriting now. I'll be like, you know, I'll use the word something, and it'll be like, you know, I love the way Glenn borrowed from Jonathan Davis.
And it's just like your song's like, are you ready for some awesome times? Because that's clearly a song that Glenn would write.
I'll be like, I love you. And I'll be like, dude, I love the way Glenn borrowed from the Barney theme song.
And then, it was close enough, you dicks.
Yeah, I'm like looking at the lyrics and I'm like, no, there's nothing, yeah, nothing going on.
Glenn was shaking his head avidly left to right, indicating no.
Well, it's a good song, though.
She says, let's get physical, and he wants to get physical. I feel like his is an answer to her song.
Okay, Steve.
So, hey, Mary Mark. Mary Mark in 6th Ave in Tacoma. You got a big thing going on this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend we got our 4th anniversary special. So
it's the Let's Get Physical special.
So 4 years, yeah. It's been, I can't believe it's been 4 years. It's kind of crazy.
In that physical location.
Yeah, yes. That physical location.
Well, it hasn't always been in that physical location.
Yeah, no, this is the second year we'll be at this location, so... Uh-huh. This physical
Weisenheimer. any specials going on?
Yeah, we got a lot going on. We're going to have, you guys are familiar with Lion Pride music?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Levi Lion, yeah, Lion Pride music, there. Lion Pride party buses.
I
never
think
heard
we
of
those
heard
guys
of,
right? A lot of money.
But they're going to be there. So yep. We're going to have Lion Pride party buses
nice.
Going to be there. We're going to have some live music going inside and outside. So we've got that going on. We've got some of our favorite like products we're putting on special. What else do we got going on? I got a little cheat sheet here.
My man.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we got going on. It's going to be fun. We have vendors in there, vendor days, so you can get to like get some samples of some product, probably some uninfused samples. Kind of fun to do that.
I hear anyone who goes up to those guys and says, I want to get physical with you, they get a free sample of something
that's uninfused.
You
know what? I'll tell you what. I'll do it right now. Anybody that comes in and says they want to get physical with us, we'll give them free shrugs.
Nice.
Free shrugs all day.
Shrugs like, huh?
Yeah.
What day is the event against?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
I want to get physical with Mary Mart.
Yep. And you'll get
free shrugs. And free non-infused.
Picturing all these butt tenders like, what?
Huh?
Yeah.
But in light of that, I did bring you guys some goodies like I normally do.
I should get like some kind of fun game show music here. Let's get something going on. Yeah.
Well, story time with Billy. We were talking before the show, but Friday night, Tawny and I both battle anxiety and things of that nature, sometimes severely. And Tawny was really having a rough Friday night because we had a really chaotic Saturday ahead of us.
Right.
And as her and I started really discussing what we could do to help her get sorted out, I straight texted Billy like 10 o'clock on a Friday night, like, dude, you know, there was a CBD tincture that we got. It was great. Blah, blah, blah. And there's Billy back and forth with me, like a whole dialogue about products, what to get, where you can find it, what you can do. And I just want to say thanks, man.
Like, you're welcome. Glad it works.
How about
so,
that?
No, just to be able to reach out like, bro,
yeah,
here's what's up. My wife's having a really rough time. I want to help her get sorted out. And God, I go through it too, man. I'll get anxiety attacks to the point where Tawny gets upset and gets emotional. I get violently angry. I'll just start screaming and punching stuff.
That's healthy.
It's not. Mm-mm. So, yeah, man. Billy, thanks, bro.
Hey, you're welcome, man. And, you know, just shout out to all my employees and my bud tenders because they are willing to do that anytime anybody calls in, too. So it's like we get people calling all the time like, hey, I got this going on. What would you recommend? What would you do? What do you got going on? And they'll take the time. They'll sit there and listen. My employees are awesome. So even if you couldn't get a hold of me, call Mary.
I think it's crazy that both of us reached out to Billy
for help. Right?
Because I was like, my knee screwed up. And it's funny because my buddy Jay Ferrugia, who does like a lot of fitness stuff, he's like a fitness guru legend in the world of like, you know, health and all that kind of stuff. People go crazy over his podcast, the Renegade Radio podcast and other stuff as well, workout plans and things like that. And he saw the video of me hurting myself. He's like, hey, man, what happened? And I'm going back and forth. He goes, this is what I would suggest you do. He's like, remove all these different types of foods because they're inflammatory. And he's like, also get some CBD into your system, like in some way, shape, or form, whether it be, you know, take it internally or just some kind of like a topical. And I was like, I'm going to go reach out to Billy because I think he can answer these questions way better than I can.
Yeah.
So it's funny. We both reached out to our drug peddler.
You're
Billy.
Welcome. Yeah. Come over to my trailer. I got some sweet cream for you.
Yes. Billy, sweet cream. But,
all right, so since we're talking about that, I'm going to go ahead and show you what I got. Ooh, both of you guys in particular. So yeah, sweet.
All right,
item number one. All right.
PTS-free
capsules. So this is what we were talking about a little bit on the phone. We were texting back and forth. Is we have a PTS-free tincture, but I got the capsules for you this time. See how they work a little bit. But it's designed to get rid of your, you know, PTSD. It's PTS-free. So there goes your anxiety and things like that. Come along with that. So we got a lot of veterans that come in and use this product.
Oh, wow.
So a company called Fairwinds. We sell tons of their stuff. If you're going to get, you know, I love everything that we carry.
I have a
Fairwinds,
sweet beanie
really,
cap
really
that says
them.
Fairwinds on it.
They're amazing. Yeah, good. Glad you got a beanie.
Little poofy beanie. Helps my head stay
but
warm.
But here you go, Glenn. Go ahead and check those out. Those are for you guys.
Dude, thanks a million. And really, thanks again for Friday night, dude. That was just beyond.
Anytime.
That's
and then
fantastic.
For you, Steve, I talked last time to you about the Flow.
Yes.
This is also from Fairwinds. It is a gel. You lightly apply it. You don't rub it in like you would most conventional cream. You just kind of smear it on and let it go.
So don't put this
on my dog.
Here's
the Flow for you.
Nice.
And get that a try and let me know what you think. People use it on their joints. Their
joints.
Not their marijuana joints.
I was just flicking my tongue at it. Yeah, like joints.
Yeah, joints.
I actually have used this a while ago when I pulled my back out. Right before we went to Spokane for a hockey tournament, when we were speaking of Levi and Lion Pride party buses, and so we popped into a shop, and this is what was recommended. I put it on, and it just felt like someone took a freaking blowtorch to my back. Not in a bad way, but like just straight up heat.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Like, oh,
traps in there, opens it all up, it gets in there. Like the Flow is where it's at. That's
the combination of that.
So maybe
and
you don't want that on your genitals.
No, probably not.
Not like the Dragon Ball. You don't want to do that.
Combination of that and an excessive amount of alcohol and drugs.
You'll feel great.
I felt great during that hockey tournament.
Stopping them shots with your face.
Didn't even feel
champion.
What the
now,
hell
Rev,
is this
is for you.
Yeah!
So I didn't get to come to your housewarming party. Congratulations on the new house and everything
thank you.
Like that.
My
but
God,
I got
that
you this
like...
bong right here. This is a
dude,
they call it the, it's a wax made. But what makes this thing really special is you pop this little top off,
my
you take
God.
This core out, you fill this with water.
Uh-huh. Oh, that goes into
you
a freezer.
You pop the core, then you freeze the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
So when you're smoking, then you pop the top off, you pull the core out.
That is insane.
And then you've got an ice bong rip the whole time. You got your cute little parrot bowl piece
God,
for
dude.
It. And
that is adorable.
Yeah, so.
It's the Rev is glowing. He's actually glowing right now.
Oh, man, so I love bongs.
Dude.
That is awesome, Rev.
And actually, nothing hits smoother than an
is
ice
that a,
bong.
Is that silicone?
True. That is medical grade silicone. Silicone, as a matter of fact. It's
like,
the highest of quality.
I love the silicone water pipes, bongs, whatever you want to call them.
They're bongs
that's
now.
What I carry because it's easy to clean.
Yeah.
You boil it, it's clean, you're done.
And you don't break them.
Yeah,
you
most
can't,
of the time.
I tried.
And that's,
can't.
And that's like...
Travis.
It's the...
No.
That's right.
Oh, you don't know the story?
Oh, you don't know.
No, don't tell me it's the one that he got at Mary Mars.
Best friends
boy,
forever,
his,
man.
His boy broke it.
Dude.
No.
He repaired it, I guess, with a bunch of E-tape and tears, but...
Tears
Billy.
Of unfathomable sadness.
Yeah,
my arm broke a little bit for him. He sent me pictures of it and was like...
The next day it broke.
So he took pictures of it.
The next day he woke up.
And he broke it.
And it was I don't think it was him that broke it.
Oh, no, wow. He came home and his, I guess his
I'm
kid
crushed.
Had been partying.
And here's the crazy part.
And his kid had I can't remember the stuff. It's like the liquid metal, like all kinds of stuff. Just
like
anything you think of to try and fix it.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm so sorry, Dad. You know, like, it's a thing.
It was come a explain thing. It to Billy. He's 6'7". He's going to be very angry. So.
Well, and you saw how happy Travis took pictures
of
it.
Yeah, he sent a picture of that to me with him sitting next to the piano. Hey, Billy, have I told you about my best friend?
Yeah.
And, oh, that's awesome. Glad you love it. And
that was the time that Bruiser Brody went to the Mary Mart pot shop on 6th Ave for the meet and greet. And then you also hooked up a couple of the other guys. Travis, our drum tech and buddy of ours, with an awesome pipe that night that broke.
He broke it 10 minutes after
man.
He got it, Billy.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was just like, and you know what he did? He put it on the trunk. He was moving some stuff around, and then he moved the blanket that it was sitting on so it wouldn't get hurt. And when he moved it just fell off the car and broke right in front of everybody.
I remember he took a long time to pick that out, man. And we talked for a while about
dude.
That piece. He was so actually, we did get to use it before the show and everything.
Oh, good.
So it got used.
Got one use,
and then I think he forgot his keys. He lost his
keys.
Glenn
pulled up a picture of the broken.
I'm sending you all of the Travis
Please.
Brought photo set, Billy.
That's so great.
So
oh, my God.
That was the negative. Go try to the pattern is full image.
Tell him to come see me, and we'll make it happen again. So.
Well, how about that?
But in the meantime, we'll get him. We'll go back to the products we got here.
Yes.
I got you guys some soap. Give
nice.
That a whiff right here. People
soap.
Use this for their dry skin. It makes you smell really good.
Really
but on top of that,
nice.
It does work really well with dry skin, kind of clearing that up. People with psoriasis have actually used it and told me about it. So.
Put up your... Hey, now.
I was going to bring you some suppositories, but I did not this time.
Come on.
Steve, you like the cartridges. So I got you a battery.
Aww.
This
I love
the
batteries.
New palm battery. It's kind of fun right there.
Whoa.
Fits right in your palm. And I got a cartridge to go with that. From our friends at Spoiled Oil. Get spoiled.
Oh, yeah, with some oil.
And there you go. So that goes See with that you, bad dude. Boy. Spoiled Oil, we carry that guy. Those guys, they're awesome. We also carry the Thanks. Palm batteries there as well.
Pun intended. Dope,
oh,
man.
Yeah, super dope.
Yeah, super dope, bro.
And then to go along with the soap, I got you. This is, what did they call it? It's a Petty Power. Powder. Petty Powder. This is for soaking your feet. So your lady won't like that. So you get about 6 uses out of that. So just put it in
get
there.
Get your bunions high.
Yeah.
Rabbi, do you want?
Oh yeah, someone can use that. That's
sorry. I'm like so the little
the
piece.
Way he
yeah, the little piece of the bong he got me. The part that will you put it in so when you fill it with water, it'll keep an opening so it won't freeze through. It looks basically like a marital aid, and I'm pretty much having fun with it right now.
He's wiggling at it at me it's very in a dong-ish. Very threatening manner.
It's a dong bong.
Yeah.
Are there dong bongs?
Yeah, actually, I have some at the shop.
Not surprised.
They actually the pink ones sell like crazy. It's unbelievable.
This one looks kind of fleshy.
Yeah. And it actually, this
yeah,
I don't know if it's intended,
like
but it's
a biscuit, dude.
You're supposed to actually hit that with you put your mouth all the way over.
Yes.
This one. and it also suctions to the table right now.
Yeah, and it ain't going nowhere. So, Rev, you can actually mount that in your shower if you wanted to.
You could sit on it.
Oh, my God, you could. Wait. We're not talking about sitting on it, but mounting it in the
You're
shower.
Shoot some videos.
Shower
man.
Weed sounds that's awesome.
Shower weed.
Shower beers are cool.
Do you have waterproof weed?
That vape cartridge would probably be waterproof.
Solid point, probably.
But this is one of my new favorite things. This is basically ramen noodle seasoning.
What?
What?
Yes. So I got a 10-pack there. You guys can divide that up if you want to. But
awesome.
It's, yeah, it's seasoning salt, and it's meant to put in your ramen noodles. And
speaking of that, the,
that's amazing.
Sriracha.
Don't even say it, because
yes.
I brought some more, too.
Dude, okay, seriously, if you guys have never had
to
that.
To go together.
Like, ramen, like, I would usually put sriracha in my
sriracha.
Ramen. Yeah,
Check
you can just take that and take a, don't do too much. You can only just, if you just do one dropper, you don't get super stoned, you feel pretty great, and it's all sriracha right there. It turns
Can I
your
see the seasoning salt.
Yeah, it turns your ramen fantastic.
Yeah,
you
so
can like,
you
put
can,
this on your put it on like your hamburgers.
Anything,
too.
Yeah.
You
anything.
Can dry rub
Steak,
your chicken
yep.
wings.
Exactly. Boom.
Also sprinkle it on French fries. Infuse crock pot meals. Mix it to hamburgers. Liven up cooked veggies. Oh, babe, you want that vegan meal that tastes better?
I could put that into mashed potatoes I want to make.
See, and I know we're a little bit ways out, but Thanksgiving is becoming quite the popular thing.
Instead of
Thanksgiving. So people are doing their Friendsgivings, but instead they put weed on everything.
I love this. It says, are you a fan of battling the bland?
Yep.
Left-handed seasoning salt adds an extra punch or flavor to make the ordinary extraordinary.
The music with that is just too perfect.
The music's kind of incredible, actually.
I think I gotta give the little disclaimer. Not for kids.
Okay.
I also got you guys some soda. This is Blackberry Lemonade Wild Side from our friends at Green Revolution. This is some of the tastiest, like, carbonated juice, I guess, that you could have.
How about that?
This one is my personal favorite. This is a 30 milligram THC, 30 milligram CBD. It's got a little bit of relaxation in there, but it's going to get you ripped. I always do it before a movie. So, I highly recommend doing that.
You drink the whole
Gargle
thing?
Gargle that, and that might be good for your throat.
Then he ties himself down and watches Saw.
Oh,
remember,
Jesus.
Remember when you hooked us up with one of these after the meet and greet?
Yeah.
And Travis.
He drank the whole
thing. The whole thing. I go, bro, that was 10 servings. And he was like, he turned pale white for a second. He's like, no, it's not. I'm like, no, I'm just kidding. That's one serving. But I was like, could you imagine if it was and he just crushed that whole thing?
Actually, he had a 3 serving.
So. He was buckled.
Yeah.
Like, we were sitting upstairs watching White Only the Wreckage, and he was just stone quiet watching the show.
And we still had to play.
And finally, he leaned over and went, I'm so effing ripped, man.
That happened.
It's like, oh, dude.
I didn't have to perform on that that day when that happened, which was probably a good thing because I got some candy.
Cannaburst. You got the Cannaburst.
I got the Cannaburst, and guess what? They're very tasty. So I had 3 pieces.
Oh.
And so everyone was like, man, Rev, you were so wasted. I was like, nah, man, I was just feeling the music, trying to play it up as I was sitting back against the wall, eyes closed, listening to you guys completely and utterly rock out. It was fantastic.
I
remember
I
all
told
of it.
You.
But
I even told you,
yeah.
You were eating your 3rd piece. I said, how many did you have? You're like, I think this is 3. I was like, you probably shouldn't have done that.
I know. When Billy goes, oh, no, then I'm like, right. Oh, no.
Because I feel like Billy kind of likes to watch us all kind of unravel.
Yeah, I like to be there with you. I like to unravel with you. But yeah, it's my favorite is to just watch how you guys go. And then here, this has some fun stuff. Dragon balls. These are little chocolate caramel salted balls.
Sold.
Chocolate salted balls.
They also have ghost pepper in them. So they really have a kick to them.
Oh, fun.
This is from Ceres Gardens. They do all sorts of really cool edibles and flour as well. But
you pour some of that sriracha on top of it.
Oh, and take it to another level. To go with the heat, seems to be kind of a heat theme thing. I got you guys Hot Mess from the 420 Bar guys. This is
they're
evergreen herbal. This has Flamin' Hot Cheetos inside each chocolate bar. So
good
it's got
job.
Just a little kick to it. It's a little bit of fun. I didn't think it was going to be good. I tried it. I really like it. I eat them all the time. So, yeah. Those
so you're
guys
ripped
are a lot of fun.
And you can't swallow. It's
exactly.
Kind of
that's how I like my women.
And then this one, I don't know who's got a glass, who's got a bong or anything like that.
I think Rev does.
This won't work for your silicone one, but this guy, I don't know if this is
we
a
know that Travis doesn't have a bong.
So he can't have this then.
I still have the Star Wars bong.
Okay, this will work for the Star Wars bong then. This is, I don't know if you clean your bong. If
I
you
try
do,
to.
It's very messy.
It
get
is.
Your hands all stinky. It's terrible, but this little silicone doodad goes over the top of the bong and as well as the bowl piece, so you can shake it around and clean it.
Yes!
Yes.
Like a Polaroid picture.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Normally what I do, thank you so much. Normally what I get stuck doing when I'm cleaning them is just stuffing paper towels on each end, shaking it, and it's still like the rubbing alcohol or whatever we use or the cleaning stuff, the solution, it still ends up getting everywhere and it's a giant pain in my ass.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Now it's perfect.
Nice.
And then this is the last thing that I got for you. Oh no, I got two things in here. I almost forgot it. I've got, this joint right here. This is an infused joint. It's a full gram, but it's got wax and shatter wrapped around it, so it kind of snakes around it. So take it to the next level. It's just going to get you really baked. So do it by yourself, share it with some friends, whatever you want to do with it. Here's a lighter to go
here,
with that.
Steve.
Wow.
Here, man.
And then I don't know if anybody
likes
honey.
Let me just pass that to you, brah.
He lights the mic condom on fire.
So I don't know what you guys are doing after the show, but
I'm doing it right now, baby. just call me Elon Musk.
Yeah, I was just going to say, let's do that.
Actually, I'm starting an Uber shift. Maybe I should pound that soda.
Yeah.
Hey, man. We should be flying everybody to where they got to go.
Yeah,
so.
Dude.
No, Mary Mark does not recommend consuming cannabis and driving.
And it's also not for kids.
I got in an Uber with the goddamn Joker.
You want to try something hot?
And last but not least, this is just 100 milligrams of honey. Just infused honey with bees. The bees actually do all the work. And
are they stoner bees?
They are hippie bees. They're ripped all the time. But this stuff is awesome. Mix it with some tea.
That actually is good for the voice.
That will be good for your voice. I forgot. So yeah.
How about throat coat, man?
I would not try to eat that whole thing. Just start with a little spoonful. See how it treats you. It comes with a little wooden spoon.
Oh, I thought it was like one of those fun dips where you could eat the spoon, but you can't.
I mean, you can after a while. It's just good fiber.
You're telling me somewhere out there there's a beekeeper that is basically having his bees pollinate.
Yeah, there's a lady, and yes, she does.
And then the bees create hemp honey, legit hemp honey.
Wait, so
weed
the bees,
honey, not hemp.
Weed honey. Right. Okay.
So the bees do get high?
No, I don't think they get high, but they do help with. They might. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a biologist or whatever it is.
All of a sudden, you're on the couch, and you look over, and there's like 100 bees on the couch, too.
Eating
like,
your Cheetos.
Bro, put on Trailer Park Boys.
they're laying on their back, and all their legs are wiggling.
Put on Bee Movie.
Yeah.
Double feature Bee Movie and Dazed and Confused.
Bro,
but
this is
incredible.
That's
what Mary Mart's got for you.
Thanks,
we got that
man.
Stuff 7 days a week, and on top of that, we got our special for our anniversary coming up, 4th anniversary. As well as just a few things I want to
try
tell you guys about.
Balls, not even to get high. They just look delicious.
Oh, don't they look really tasty?
You want to drive home doing 20 or not, Steve?
No. Maybe I'll wait till I get home.
Eat three, take a nap for a couple hours.
10 milligrams. I'll be all right. No, I'm kidding.
So, I did lose my cheat sheet.
Oh, it's right there. It's right there, dude. You're good.
Okay. Just a couple things I want to touch on. We have Mary Mart does Mary Mart's Got Talent. It's like exactly what you think it is. We have some artists come in, they audition, it's stand-up comedians, poets, musicians, everything. They come in and they play in front of our customers. It's a lot of fun. We do that on the second Friday of every month, as well as Mary Mart does education. So Mary Mart's Education Hour, we do that on the third Friday of every month. And that is, we get companies to come in, talk about the science of marijuana and all sorts of things, cannabinoids, terpenes, all sorts of things like that. So you can really get learned up on there. We post that on our Facebook. You can find that all there.
That's cool.
As well as we do Mary Mart's cleanup. We clean up the 6th Avenue. We started our shop. I go in, I buy some goodies for everybody and share them. And then we go out and we pick up garbage and just kind of clean up our neighborhood.
That's
and we do that.
Yeah.
The next
awesome.
One is October 8th. And so we're trying to get more and more businesses to partner with us. So we got 6th Ave. We got a lot of businesses that are there. They partner with us. We all meet up at Mary Mart. We branch out. We clean up. The first time we did it, we had 6 people. Second time, we doubled it, got 12. So we hope every time we get more and more people, we can cover more and more ground and just keep the place greener and cleaner.
Cool.
Yeah, greener.
That's awesome.
That's what we got.
Yeah. It's very cool, man. It's actually really nice that you guys do that.
Yeah. So anybody listening, clean up your neighborhood and put it together. It's easy.
Right?
It's the easiest thing that we can do is pick up garbage. So.
So for people I know, it's Mary Mart's on 6th Ave, obviously.
Yep, 6th Ave, 3002 6th Avenue. 6th and Jeanette is our cross street. And
right,
we'll find
kitty corner
there.
From that taco place.
From
the taco,
Time.
Taco Time,
yep,
that's right.
Right across
from
the street
that
from
taco
this.
Place. I couldn't remember if it was Taco Del Mar or Taco Time.
We and got Taco Bell up the road.
And it's actually right next door to a really amazing fish store called?
Fish.
Exactly.
Oh my God, it's so
It's fantastic. It really is
Get
fantastic.
Get the British Haddock. It's it's amazing.
It's for real? Gigantic pieces of fish.
Yeah, I almost
dine in. You can dine in. Yeah, it's a little store, but you can definitely dine in there, and it's worth it. Like you get yourself some Mary Mart, get yourself some fish, and have a great day.
And if I can't fit in there, I'll just walk over to Mary Mart and sit on their couch.
Oh yeah, we
Truth.
Got couches, man.
And pull a Jeff Rouse and just start playing vinyl.
Yeah, that's right.
That was awesome.
Anytime.
Yeah,
you guys are always welcome to do that.
That was a lot of fun, man.
That was
looking
that
back
was
on that. That was probably one of the coolest things as a band that we got to do.
Where? Sorry, I was so sweaty. You made me so nervous. I was with such rock stars. So
oh,
I was all
gosh.
Nervous.
I thought you couldn't
Travis
come to the
was
show.
Sweating a lot, too, by the end of the night.
Just one of the many random Bruce and Brody shows that we've had. None of them have been a sober show.
Him being on stage, man, like between songs, at one point he walked up to me and just went, I can't talk. Help me. Of course, I'm like, hey, everybody, how y'all doing?
You know? I was like, Travis, you're supposed to be the one doing the banter. Come on.
Was that the show also where they had the crazy fog machine?
Yeah.
Yep.
You
which
vanished.
Was perfect.
You just
Dude, it was.
I didn't get to hear about it. This is great.
It was so weird. Like, especially for me having those three pieces, and then suddenly, like, because my eyes were closed for most of your show.
Right.
Most of the show in general, to be perfectly honest, but then I open them and Steve is gone. Like, literally, he doesn't exist anymore. Like, you can hear the drums playing, so you know somewhere there there is a Steve, but it was a wall of haze.
The hazer, I guess, the valve on the hazer
it
stuck.
Went nuts. Yeah.
So it was like...
So Carl, our lighting guy,
so
Carl
Steve.
Eric.
Oh, that's so great.
Vanished.
Yeah.
And if you were on that stage, you couldn't see someone 3 feet from you.
Dude, I couldn't see
it's
the
like
band.
They're all just ghosts in the fog, dude.
This one's pretty huge, so.
Like. Yeah, I mean, it was like the visual, like what it probably felt like to be inside of Travis's head was how we were on stage. It was just a haze of smoke.
Oh, my God.
It was like, you know, I mean, look, I felt like I was inside somebody's brain that was stoned. Like, I could not see anything. Everything was smoky. And the best was we finished, and Carl Eric, our lighting guy, he comes over. He goes, man, I'm so sorry. I'm like, why? And he's like, well, because of all the smoke. I'm like, that was hilarious, man. I didn't care. Like,
when Travis was singing about it, I think it was in Still Waiting. Mm-hmm. He sang, I can't see my drummer.
And then soon after that, I come across a meme, and it was like, the joke was, if you have an ugly drummer, this is what you do. And it says, turn up the smoke machine. I'm like, wait a second.
Wait a minute.
The stage at Jazz Bones isn't so that great. Big, really. Like, from me to you, like, we're maybe 4 feet away.
Yeah.
At best, you would be a silhouette.
At best.
You know?
So great.
Oh, it was crazy.
I'm just happy that everybody was so blitzed, and then that's what you
well, then
did.
Travis, midway through the set, shouted out Mary Mart, shouted
oh,
you
sweet.
Out.
Yep. That's
and
awesome.
And then reached into his pocket and just started throwing joints.
Yeah, because I think we got you guys a bunch
of
joints.
A bag of, like, 30 joints.
Oh, that's right. I gave you an ounce in joints.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, a lot of people at Jazz Bones walked away very happy.
Well, they were dispersed,
very
but,
slowly,
you know, a bunch did get Travis threw them out to the crowd. That was the best. When you handed him that
they
bag of joints, Travis literally said, is this really happening? Mary Mart's better than Santa's workshop at the North Pole, dude. It was incredible.
We were on fire that night.
It was a fun night.
I'm glad.
I had forgotten how
awesome.
Fun that entire
oh, that's
day
right.
was.
And then at one point, I go back into the dressing room, and it's my buddy Munson and my buddy Jay. And Tavis. And Tavis said, we're going to get him in the near future with Andy Kimura because Taki Kimura was Bruce Lee's best man.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only guy that has been able to continue the teachings of Bruce Lee's martial art.
That's what he's been doing, right?
Jeet Kune Do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tavis does it. So I walk back into the dressing room, and there he is giving the one-inch punch to my buddy Munson.
No.
Wrong. And so Munson's just flying across the room. My buddy Jay and I are in tears, like, this is awesome. Munson goes, like, flies across the room, hits the wall against his back, and he just starts cracking up. And then he tries to do it to Tavis. And, of course, you can't if you don't know how to do it right. So he's just basically pushing him every time. It was just such a comedy scene.
That's awesome.
That entire night. And then it becomes a club.
Yeah.
Like, as our set finishes, it slowly starts morphing into
a hip-hop dance club.
I stuck around and danced a little. All right, I just stood there and stared at everyone.
There you go.
But you, in your mind, you were dancing.
I was. My feet were going. In my mind, my feet were flying. Yeah. That was a good time. We got to do that show again.
Yeah, no doubt. We do, actually. I'll get a hold of Flash, man.
Yeah, come back by and we'll do a little another meet and greet.
Repeat.
Meet and greet.
Yeah, man.
Yep, 100% do it all the same. This time, though, we get the party bus.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's make that happen. That would be so awesome.
Then we can make some really bad decisions.
Yeah.
Remember the end of the night?
How was the show? They just stood there, man, the whole time.
Yeah. What songs did they play?
You don't understand.
They didn't play.
It's like that Pootie
Tang
scene.
They stood there. I think it was a silent song.
Yeah, just...
Sadata. Or Sadate.
Sadate, my main Damie.
Time to shine your pity on the run account.
I think we're going to Biggie Shorty's party. That's really the name of the show, going to Biggie Shorty's party. Yeah.
Oh man!
So it's this Saturday is the big party happening over at Mary Mart. Yep. Lots of specials.
We're on the special all weekend long too, so you get some killer bud at a good price and some fun stuff.
Awesome, man!
Sweet.
Yeah. So hopefully you can stick around. We're not kicking you out, but.
I'm in no hurry.
Okay, good, good.
I'll go smoke that joint and I'll be a fly on the wall. You'll never hear from me.
Have some of my Dragon Balls.
Let's do this. Excuse Let's me. Eat them all.
Have some salts.
Yeah, we'll just season your tongue.
Oh, yeah. Let's put the...
That seems like a bad idea.
What else? We got the Flamin' Hot Cheeto ones. We got the Hot Mess, the Sriracha, and the Dragon Balls.
We need to get like a one day where we just set aside like a hotel room, do a Migs guest on a Friday, and just stay in here and just sample
fear
everything.
Fear and loathing.
Until we pass out.
Hey, we can make that happen.
I know Rachel Barley's hit me up for us to do that drunk podcast.
Yeah, she wants to do a party cast.
We still need to do that. We got to get her on because someone hit her up. She's like, hey, how come you haven't been on the Migs cast? And she just added me. She's like, I don't know, but I'd like to. And I'm like, hint.
Yeah, what up, Migs? Steve Migs.
I'm like, doors open all the time for you, Rachel. You know we love you. She's the best.
Oh, man.
So we'll just eat edibles, get drunk, and never go home.
Yeah.
With That's Rachel Barley.
I'll just sit in the corner and sweat.
Yes. I'll be right there
Steve
with you,
like,
man.
Steve be like, see how he says physical? It's the same song!
He covers
the same song!
Can you tell I did a lot of drugs in college?
Yep.
That's probably the last time I heard the song. It was college. I thought they covered Olivia Newton-John this whole time.
I'm glad you're not a cop, man. Everyone would be guilty, dude. Like, how'd you get to that conclusion? Oh, well, he was in the state, you know?
Look at him.
So what?
But he's got tattoos.
So do you. He's got a wandering eye. You can't trust them folk. Get him over here.
You know? He got a face tattoo. It's clearly he murdered someone. Gosh. I suck.
There was blood at the crime scene. He's got blood.
In his veins, probably.
Oh, why don't we do some voicemails, emails, and some text messages?
I'm sorry, Steve. I think I'm being too hard on you, bro.
No, not at all. That was awesome.
Dang it. There we go. Right button. It's one of these mails. Shall we text? Voicemail text. Staying positive with the rest of the
I love the cowbell right at the end. That, I believe, is an Olivia Newton-John song originally.
Pretty sure, actually.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Good.
And if you're wrong, Rev will shake his bong at you.
Yes. Oh, if he could get it off the table.
In a threatening and suggestive manner.
I'm sorry, it's really fun.
Dude, it's like a 10-inch gelatinous probe.
I know.
It's just wiggling.
Like, seriously, like, this is going to be, like, I mean, you were talking about bear mace. I actually have bear mace at the house. It was for Yellowstone, but now it's for protection.
In case any bears come over.
Well, yeah, for protection eventually at this point. But now this is going to be the next thing. I'm just going to chase people. people who try to break into my house with this. Yeah. They're going to run for the hills, man. They're going to get the F out of this house.
When was the last time you put around that thing?
Man chases criminals out of his home with a phallic-looking rubbery thing.
That's the sound. Kind of hollow. Pleasure.
Yeah, there's a little bit of hollow there.
Is it like a didgeridoo? Blow into it. It's exactly like a... Are you doing a Survivor theme?
I'm trying.
We need cameras in here bad.
I'm not even stoned, and I'm just trying to... Okay, this is dumb.
No, that's the best thing that's happened to me all morning.
Here we go. Try it again. Here we go. Here we go. Here's the ride.
Okay.
I'll take a picture of that while it was happening. You're so passionate about it too, Rev.
See, I know how to blow into these sort of things. Well, that sounded weird. But because I have a vuvuzela at home.
Oh, I'm going to cough up a lung, man.
Yeah, I have a vuvuzela at home. And so I know how to make the noise, I guess. So.
Hey, wait, man. For the MiGscast Facebook page, I'm going to shoot a brief video.
You should
video.
Replace the cowbell with that noise. At the end of
yes,
the
right?
Okay, we're rolling, Rev. Now, can you shake it at me in a threatening manner, please?
Put it back in your mouth and shake it.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
By next week, Rev's going to sound like this.
That's all they hear when they break into his house.
Bro. So I type in didgeridoo on YouTube.
Didgeridon't.
Well, this one, didgeridon't stop for 10 hours.
What?
Somebody loaded a 10-hour didgeridoo sound. And it's got 2.57 million views.
I wonder if people tried to go to sleep to it or something like that. Maybe like white noise or something.
We used to do didgeridoo wake-ups back in the day. My uncle had a didgeridoo, and if you passed out at his house, you were going to get a didgeridoo to the ear first thing in the morning. So
that's awesome.
You talked about my housewarming. I broke it. I was hammered at my party. Go figure. And I did break out the vuvuzela at one point, and it was like at 9 p.m., and I just let out a blast. And those things can get up to like 127 decibels. And so I'm pretty sure that I annoyed the neighbors at least for a short second.
Bro, I'm on that YouTube page, and the comment, it just says, finally made it to the end.
Oh, jeez. There's one person saying, I'm totally going to sit here for the whole thing.
What if we do the rest of the MiGscast with this just going on in the background?
Jeez. Light the joint up, we can.
I'm in.
And we got wax, we've got Dragon Balls.
We've got mood music.
And we got a phallic.
Now I'm curious how the end sounds.
For all of our fans, I've loaded the Rev... phallic video on the MiGscast page.
I hope
that's part of him shaking it at the camera.
I hope that didgeridoo ends in like yakety sax or something.
I had to slide over by Billy because I couldn't remember Billy's last name because you're literally Billy from Mary Mart. A lot of people knew I was Glenn from Windowpane for 20 years, so I had to slide because I didn't want to say, dude, what's your last name?
On hey, my, put your name in real quick.
And have him be like, I don't want people to know my last name. Billy, what's your social security number, dude?
Glenn Cannon has just tagged me in a post.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, that's amazing.
All right, hold on. We're going to get to the ending, Rev. All right, we're a minute left. Let's get to it.
Yeah, it is like kind of like a magical one there. I like that. I'm going
to hear some Aboriginal guy go, oh, thank God.
Right. All right. We got 15 seconds left. Let's ride it out. 9 seconds. I hope he farts.
I think he's like,
and that's it.
Just ends.
What a
it's like
boring.
The Sopranos, man. It just stops.
That sucks. Boo. Hey, voicemail. You can leave us 253-271-4787, or you can send us a text, 253-271-4787, or email. I just said the number twice. I'm not even stoned.
I know. We just got a contact high, man.
This has been a fun podcast so far.
Everything you drink is spiked.
Or you can leave us email, themixcast@gmail.com. All right, so let's start things off. We'll just start with this one here at, via text.
Okay, so I go to the club the other day. Me and my guy, we're in...
Do over.
Okay, so I go to the club the other day. Me and my guy, we're in there dancing. And nice. I know, you know, my guy, he's really attractive.
They're probably at Yule.
This big blonde guy gets maced out front, breaking up a fight with two fat women. And
so weird.
Can't keep their eyes off of him. I have no problem with that. You looking at him, I get it. However, this
is clearly for my wife.
Particular woman decides to start dancing with my guy. Okay, you see me with my man. We came in the club together, and now you want to start dancing up on him? I'm sorry. I actually had to get a little out of pocket, and I had to say something to her, something along the lines of, you don't step the off, I'm going to go upside down your head.
Whoa.
So at this point, my guy's pulling me back and we're leaving the club. And it's just so frustrating. Have some respect and some decency, women.
Yeah.
If you see a woman with a man, I know that they're hard to come by. Just hold off, back up, because you will get knocked the out.
Wow.
That might be the greatest voicemail we've ever received.
Cautionary tale right there.
What's like, hey, if you want to look, that's fine. But if you come near the goods, I will kill you.
What was that part you did on?
Since I heard something along the lines of, you don't step the off, I'm going to go upside down your head.
Yeah, I just imagine her. Her guy's like, my woman loves me.
I would have the biggest boner if my wife ever did that. I ain't gotta lie. Especially Sid. You know Sid. She's
Dude, that would be fantastic.
She doesn't curse. She doesn't get mad.
If you don't back the F off, I'm gonna go up and down the side of your effing head.
If she did that, I'd be like, babe, let's go. Tonight we make that baby.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, you know, before we get to anything, I thought of you, Glenn. There was a story in the news, and I swear, it was like, what, maybe 3 days after me? No, maybe about a week after we did the podcast where you told a certain story. And you're going to know what I'm talking about when I read this story in the news. And this is about a first baseman for the Chicago White Sox. His name is Jose Abreu. No relation to Tony, the guitarist, the window
Tony?
He just recently had to get surgery. And here's the actual headline. White Sox first baseman Jose Abreu hasn't been on the field in a few weeks. And now we know why. He had to have surgery for... a strangled testicle.
Testicular torsion.
I've had it.
The struggle is real. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's
half
the most
of the people in here have had their nuts twisted.
I got a rebellious ball, dude. Yeah. That left ball is rebellious.
Right. Lefty.
Is your left ball rebellious?
Yeah, man.
We should get them together and take them bowling.
Yeah.
Rebel ball. He says more.
Right, here. Rebel balls.
And here you go.
Twist up in our shorts.
The technical term for this condition is testicular torsion.
Now, why would I know that?
Yeah.
It's when the core that the nard hangs from gets twisted.
Did it say nard?
That's a real word.
Yeah. Well, at least in the story it is.
I thought it was just from Monster Squad.
Yeah, me too.
Kick
him in the nards!
Cutting off the flow of the blood. Justin Bieber thought he had it last year, but he didn't.
No,
he's not as much of a man as you.
No, you need testicles in order
that's
to have
Billy from Mary Mark.
Did you hurt your ball and then the result was?
I've got quite the story about this.
Yes.
I never thought I'd have to tell it again.
Bro.
Okay.
Hold on, we got to get some mood music for
we
this.
We need a didgeridoo, man.
Oh. Hold on, first we have a commercial.
Oh, damn ads.
All right.
440 hertz. 432 hertz.
What the F?
Yeah, it hurt really bad.
And now we're back.
420 hertz.
So, I was in high school. I think it was a sophomore in high school. I was playing some basketball at home. Just boxers on, and I got some whiplash. And when I came down from a layup, I felt the pain. And it didn't go away, and it just stayed. And then all through the night, it just felt like I had a brick tied to my nut. And it hurt so bad. So, naturally, you go to dad. Hey, dad. My nut hurts really bad, dude. I don't know what to do, dude. It hurts really bad. And he's like, go tell your mom.
Oh, what?
No.
No, dude, like, I don't think he understands.
No.
He's tired. He's got to go to work. So go to mom. Hey, mom, got a problem. It hurts really bad. Well, sleep it off. We'll see what happens tomorrow. I'm like, okay. So I wake up the next morning. It's still hurts. My mom's a school bus driver. I took this bus to school. I go find her bus. I'm like, I need to go to the hospital now. So she takes me to Tacoma General.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget the receptionist when she saw my chart when I came in. She looked at the chart and then looked up at me and went, oh, baby, you're going to be okay.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. You know,
nobody called me, baby.
I'm 15, you know? And so I'm like, I'm terrified. You know, everything hurts. And so we go in and it's like intern day. So doctor comes in and he's like, all right, so this is what we're going to do. I got to feel you up and see, you know, how it feels. Waves in all the interns. So like six or seven interns come in.
Way.
I'm 15 years old. I've never had a touchdown there.
Check out there.
My nuts. But now there's 10 people standing around staring at your unit.
Not even staring. They all touched it. They all gave it a squeeze, man.
And that day, Billy found out that he has a new fetish.
Yeah, so now I'm into nurses. Go figure. No, just it was just terrifying. You know, I'm just like petrified.
Oh,
and they're like, okay, well,
rough.
You know how hard it is to find that video on YouPorn? I checked the thumbnails. A doctor checking to get a torsion.
Teenage boy fondled by 20 nurses.
Interns watch, and nothing ever comes up.
No, nothing came up. It was terrifying. And so I'm really scared. They're like, we're going to have to give you an ultrasound, okay? You ever had an ultrasound done?
No, I've never had.
They did an ultrasound on my huevos, man. And so.
How does that work?
They squeeze that hot gel on your balls, and then they put the wand on there and start waving it around.
Yeah.
So.
Do you
I
get to
see
it
them
on the video.
Yeah, so that's okay. So they pop up on the screen. Okay, Righty is just pumping blood like a champ. It's like yellow. Like we're rocking. Yeah,
the left one's necrotic.
Left one, it's just bleh, bleh. It's like blue, and I'm like, oh my god,
it's his dumb younger
so
brother.
It's exactly.
Hey Billy,
take me with you.
Hey Billy,
it was so bad, and so this old lady who's doing the ultrasound, and I hear from the room next to me. A lady's also getting an ultrasound, and I hear her yell out, twins? She's looking at my balls on the screen.
No.
She thinks that's what she's seeing, and so the doctor runs away, flips some switches, and then comes back, and she's like, and I don't know, I laughed like, or something,
I thought,
but...
I thought one of those twins is going to have special needs.
Congratulations, man. You're
she
having
cord
ovals.
Wrap around his neck? Then, so out of nowhere, I think from just the laughter of hearing that, it... twisted and kind of fixed itself.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, just all of a sudden started firing red.
Unravel
like,
it, dude.
Oh my God, there it goes. And she's like, if you ever, this ever happens again, you have 9 hours to get to a hospital, get it fixed,
my God.
Or you're going to lose Lefty. Mm. So I don't, I'm a boxer briefs guy now.
Yeah. Marky Marks.
Yep.
And seriously, if it comes down to your nuts, go to the hospital immediately. Good God.
I wear my goalie cup at all times. Yeah.
Wearing it right now.
Well, I was telling these guys, because I've never, did you get any kind of treatment for it, or you just monitor your ball?
No, they sent me home. My mom wouldn't even take me out to KFC afterwards.
Oh, no chicken after that?
No, I was really upset. I was like, this is really traumatic. Can we get some KFC?
Man, I'll take you KFC
now.
Like,
no, we're going
now.
Home. Like,
as a fellow sufferer.
Yes,
but no, mine acts up once every couple months, every 6 weeks, and I just got to untwist it.
Yep, you gotta, don't twist it too far. You'll know. And then,
that's right. The doctor, I had a choice. They can either open it up or put a stitch in there. That's what I said.
Yeah, no.
Screw that.
Or he said, you know, I was like, what's option B? And he said, if it gets aching, twist it. If it hurts more,
screw
you're
that.
Going the wrong way.
Because it's the anchor that holds your nut to the bottom of the scrode. That breaks, and that's what causes it to twist.
Yeah.
And so, without that anchor.
Anyone want to try some of these Dragon Balls right now?
I kind
of
do now. I'm reliving my nightmare.
Oh, but it's weird that yours is a lefty, too, man. Something about that left ball.
Something about the left ball.
Yeah.
We don't know if it's the left or the right ball for Jose Abreu, though,
I bet you it was the left. I'll put money on that.
Here's the best part, and I wish we had audio of this. I don't know if it's out there somewhere, but it says, through an interpreter, I would love to hear him have to speak in Spanish, and then the interpreter have to talk about this. I think it would be one of the greatest pieces of audio ever. He says, through an interpreter, Jose, quote, said, quote, it was one of my testicles turned sideways and strangled. The doctors did a very good job, and everything is good. They saved the testicle. I feel very grateful right now.
Well, yeah.
So I read this news story, and then, of course...
Glenn!
I said, I'm saving this. I'm like, we're not even doing this on the morning show. I'm saving this for the Migscast because I need this to be the first reaction be when Glenn hears this. Because I originally was like, oh man, I can't wait to share this story on the air. And I'm like, I don't really have Glenn's permission to share that story on the air.
It's fine.
But
I got a buddy with a strangled ball.
Crazy. But on the recent episode of the Migscast, we talked about this very thing. And then our friend Justin had his mom have to look at his ball. And I didn't have the clip still. the drop of him having his my mother. Well, anyway, so I try and stay away from the comment section of most news stories because eventually it's going to go down some weird political route or some weird just negative troll
Trump
behavior.
Strangles balls.
I was like, I got to go on. I got to see the comments on this story. First one, this happened to me. Twice.
Oh, God.
First time I thought I had a tumor, or I thought that my sac was about to blow up.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
not a goddamn tumor.
The second time, at least I knew what it was, but ironically, almost lost it because the nurse didn't believe that I knew what was happening. Both still are there, though, the troopers, that is. Oh, and I feel 100% feels nothing short of J.J. Watt, a football player, grabbing your manhood and squeezing it as hard as he can.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's unpleasant.
I can describe it was like it had a brick tied to it, and it's like it was just being pulled down, and it just hurt so bad.
Next comment. This is the reason I never do anything. Next comment. There's a real chance that every time he sees a curveball from now on, he's going to get PTSD. He's going to need some of that PTSD free.
Well, hook him up. We've got the anxiety pills here.
Another one says, I had two friends who had this in high school. We refer to it as having a twisticle. High school boys are the worst. I thought those were awesome. Rad, did you find it?
No, I'm looking for it. I was kind of hoping.
Yeah, I figured that we would have had that audio if it was out there.
Yeah, there's nothing
English
about
or Spanish,
it.
That audio is priceless. Again, I just love how he says at the end, he's like, they did a very good job and everything is good. They saved the testicle. I feel very grateful right now.
Very grateful.
And like, you never got, like, Billy, you never got any weird nicknames out of it or anything like that?
I'm a little too big to get bad nicknames.
Okay, because
that's a good point.
Do you know how that works? We had a friend in our little gaming group, when I was a teenager in the early 20s who had that happen to him. Nothing came of it and he was able, no problems or anything. But forever after that, he was called One Nut.
Oh, dude.
And he had both of his nuts.
No, I had a buddy.
But for the rest of his life, like, we just knew him as One Nut.
Distant friend that had a nudicle. And I called him Stuntball. I called him Silicone Gun. Yeah, man. He had a nudicle.
Nudicle.
Yeah. That's what they call that's the lead press on testicle.
Lead press on.
But I called him Stuntball. I loved
him. Meanwhile, yesterday, Rev, I don't know if Glenn knows about my medical condition, but...
You got a stunt ball? You got a nudicle? What's going on, man?
I have what they call, in layman's terms, an anal Charlie horse. And I get it from time to time.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you got a knot in your cornhole?
Pretty much, bro. It's the worst pain you'll ever experience. And so it's called Proctalia fugax. It's a severe cramp-like pain deep in the anal canal.
So whatever you and Sid were doing, don't do it anymore.
We were trying to have sex, but I fell asleep while we were... And sometimes that happens. Like if I get the stiffy seems to cause it or something.
Oh, weird.
And next thing I know, I wake up with this sharp pain in my butt and Sid standing over me with Rev's bong.
I should have brought suppositories, man. My bad.
Oh, bro.
Breathe, Steven. Just breathe.
You know, honestly, last night, I probably would have used them.
You know what, dude? You got to come get some.
I'm not coming to your store and asking for anal suppositories.
Hey, Billy, can I get some of those things we talked about?
How about that? Hey, Billy, I need to get physical.
Yes. Physical. You come and say, I need to get physical. We'll get you a suppository.
So, yeah, I never knew what it was at first. Since I was a kid, I would get them from time to time.
A knifing pain in your...
And I always thought I had to just go poop real bad, but the poop wouldn't come out. But it's they call it, really the best way to describe it, it's an anal Charlie horse.
So you've got a knot in the muscles that make everything work back there.
And sometimes they say it could last for minutes or a half an hour.
So if you apply a banana directly to that, will the potassium loosen the muscle?
I thought it.
Apply it directly to the forehead.
I'm sorry, I'll shut up.
No, please continue. They say it's a mysterious condition. No one knows what causes it, but probably a spasm of the rectal or pelvic floor muscles. It doesn't mean you have anything seriously wrong, and there's different ways to deal with the pain. One of them is marijuana. Yeah, marijuana, a bath. But, at 10, so I go to bed.
So bathing will help.
Right. Like, at 10:30 at night,
some weed baths.
When I wake up, I'm like, oh, great, this is about to happen, because I can tell it's happening.
Man, that's terrible.
And
honestly,
they say sometimes a half hour. This one went on for an hour.
Oh, no.
On and off. Dude. It was like a roller coaster. And so I would get up, I would stand up, I'd pull my butt, I'd let go of my butt. I'd do anything and everything. Sometimes farting helps. So I'm like, I go in the other room, and I just start pushing some farts out. Nothing is helping it. So I'm exhausted today because it just took forever to fall back asleep.
Oh, so you had an ass spasm last night.
Ass spasm, yes.
Oh, dude.
Yes.
Ass spasm says what?
What?
I'm sorry. That sucks bummer, so man. Bad. Have you had them during the show? Like the main show?
No.
Okay.
Mostly they happen at night. I've had them once while I was driving, and that was one time I had it while playing hockey, and that was awful.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, how are you defending goals at that point?
Not very well, I'll tell you. And then finally I was like, hey, guys. Luckily, that one went away quick.
His only goal was to shove an ice cube up there, man.
Somebody scrape up some ice and pack it up there. So, I remember having to be like, guys, just to let you know, those couple goals, I had an anal Charlie horse, and then it became a joke. You know,
yeah,
I'm going to like pretend it doesn't happen. And one time I finally brought it up on the air. I was nervous. I'm like, this is like weird to share this story on the radio. Now I don't care because like,
hey, remember, right. It's not gay if you're in terrible pain.
Right. It's not gay if you ask your neighbor to put it there.
Well.
He didn't say yes. It's very unfortunate. He's a handsome man. So anyways.
Small hands, small wrists.
Mm-hmm. I brought it up in the air one time, and I thought for sure, like, okay, yes, I did get crucified for it in a fun way. Like, it was a joke. I mean, because it's so ridiculous. How do you not laugh at it? I have an anal Charlie horse. Like, this is so stupid. But, all of a sudden, I'm looking at the texts and the emails, and guys are like, I never knew what that was. And the way you described it,
you helped a bunch of people out.
Right. So people are like, I never knew, and I was too embarrassed to admit it to anybody. For the longest time, I've dealt with this. And the way you described the pain, like a sharp knife going up there, is exactly what I was going with. Yeah.
Feel it in the gooch?
Oh, bro, it's the worst.
Power gooch.
And sometimes you feel it in the boys, because it's just like, it's all kind of like, ooh, and it's like, ah. So, in a weird way, I helped out a lot of rockaholics
that have been suffering
from an anal Charlie horse and had no idea that they were.
As it is basically a knot in the muscle, and that's why I made the banana joke, but like taking potassium...
Yeah, I bet that would help.
Supplements.
Yeah.
Like vitamins. Taking various muscle-based vitamins. Maybe that would help you, dude.
I should do more
of seriousness.
That. Yeah, dude, it's the worst. And it's funny, because the longest time, I didn't know what it was. And I was just like, what is this weird rash of pain? You know, and I knew it wasn't like anything... I mean, since I was a kid, I knew it would eventually, this will pass. The ass will pass. And I was in a lot of pain when I first started dating Sid at her house, and it hit me. And I'm like, ah. And she's like, what's wrong? And I had to then explain to this relatively new girlfriend of mine that I deal with anal Charlie horses.
My cornhole's all messed up. It hurts. Sometimes I get the menstrual cramps real hard.
So she's like, well, I don't know if this is some kind of weird way that you're trying to get me to put something up there, but I'm not going to. No.
I can help, Steven.
Hard pass.
I love you.
She's like, let me go to my toolbox. I have the exact right thing for this.
She has Rev's bong insert ready to go.
I just need to get a 9-volt battery silicone for extra power.
Oh,
So anyway, she is the one, unlike me, who should probably check about this. She goes online, and she's the one who figured out what I had.
Wow.
And she's like, is it feel like this? Is it like this? I'm like, yes, exactly. How do you know? And she's like, I'm on Wikipedia.
Oh, it's like she didn't use WebMD.
I'm on gremlins.org, and it turns out.
You have gremlins.
I'm on askplaylovers.edu.
It's like you really love this.
But, dude, it's funny. I'm reading this guy's story about it, and he's like, blah, 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 blah. He says, it feels like someone's mashing up on your prostate. He says, it happened to me once. It's a horrible pain in my ass. I lied there in bed, clutching my glutes together, trying to will the pain away. Man. You know, I should have some music going for this.
Did you do, dude? Actually, that's epic enough.
Yeah, that was pretty epic.
All right, here we go. So he says, I clutch my glutes together, trying to will the pain away. Not working. I stand up. I try the old walk it off method. Not working. I sit down in a chair. Nope. What the F is going on? Did I somehow eat broken glass and now it's ripping apart my intestines?
Yeah.
Panic, I flicked open my laptop and Googled anal pain.
Oh, jeez. Safe search on, guys.
It
safe
went
search
straight
on
to Pornhub.
Yeah. Yeah.
After sifting through the numerous gay sex websites, I find the medical link. Anal pain.
Oh, that sucks.
Pain coming from the bottom area is not something that we are used to feeling, and as a consequence, anal pain can cause a lot of worries.
Mm.
Yep, that sums up what fears I'm having right now. I keep reading. I quickly diagnose myself from something called proctaglia fugax, a severe cramping-like pain deep in the anal canal. And then it continues to go on. It says, most sufferers have them 5 or 6 attacks a year. I probably go through about 3 or 4 a year at this point. Yeah, and they're awful, man. I honestly wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. You may feel the need to defecate urgently, yes. but nothing happens. Agreed. And it may even make you feel dizzy or give you a headache. It's more just a pain in my ass. Hey, oh.
Oh, man.
It occurs in both men and women. The pain often wakes sufferers up at night. Yes.
Oh.
It did last night. Men may have an erection at the same time. Yes. I did.
Oh, you got a
night.
Stiffy, but I it's
had a,
iffy.
I had a,
you're like you're doing circles around trying to fix it and knocking over the lampshade.
And I'm in this
problems.
Like I'm in this like weird conundrum. Like I have a rock hard you know what ski. Do I want to? I mean, this is like.
Sid, help me with this, what?
Yes.
This will bring her great joy while also giving me severe pain.
Gosh, right?
And then I'm like, or do I go into the bathroom and just take
Why
care of it?
Why don't you tape a laser pointer to your unit and then just bounce around the house in terrible pain? Sid would have thought snipers were outside.
Some men experience it after sex. Yes. And that sucks.
Oh, that's a drag.
Because it's like a bittersweet experience. Like,
Hooray!
Whoa.
Oh, no.
And it's relatively fast after sex. And it sucks because then poor Sid's like, do we not have sex? I'm like, I'm willing to deal with it. It's like having salami.
It's
I'm
like
willing to deal with that
roulette.
Stomach pain. Yeah, exactly.
Let me see your war face.
But it's like this weird game of roulette. Like, that was awesome. Am I going to have to suffer because of it? Some men experience after sex. It's a mysterious condition. No one knows what causes it. And I read the rest of it, but yeah.
Is there anything you can do about it, but besides dealing with it when it happens?
Potassium, dude. Start trying.
Honestly, they said marijuana does help with it. Thank you, Billy.
Okay.
And
I'm just thinking
also
if it's a knot in a muscle, then doesn't potassium help with knots in muscles?
I don't know.
Yeah. Is that the whole deal?
Cramping,
yeah.
You want potassium.
That's what I would think. So, like, dude, seriously, start taking potassium supplements every day and see if it goes away.
I eat a lot of oranges and bananas.
I eat a banana every day, though. I had a banana this morning.
Yeah, maybe did. They're like, maybe it's like me, like I'm anemic, like I'm human, but low on iron. Maybe those bananas are low in potassium.
That could
and
be.
You just get a pill.
Oranges, man. Oranges have more potassium.
Oranges
than
give me canker sores. Then I got canker sores and a painful
are
ass.
Are you sure they're canker sores, Steve?
I don't know anymore. And maybe I'm not getting a, maybe it is a pain in the ass for a different reason.
Maybe a little unclean living there, buddy. Oh. Is it just a fever blister?
I'm just a dirty boy. How about this woman she commented on? She says, it's a pain like none other. I never knew it had a name until I saw Dr. Oz on Oprah.
Oh.
And, wait, Dr. Oz talked about this? Oh, you should try it. Look, yeah. Google search Dr. Oz anal Charlie horse. Or the actual real
Oz
term.
Dr. Oz anal. Let's see if that works.
I love it.
Oh, God.
No, no.
You better filter your results.
Or, yikes!
Or type Dr. Man. Oz and then F-U-G-U-X.
Nope, I got it. I found it.
You need to put in non-porn anal pain as your search.
Another person. OMG, I stumbled upon this and I'm so glad that I'm not alone. I have several attacks a year and they've left me... scared, S-less, no pun intended. No, there was a pun intended on that. Shut up.
Come on.
Thanks for your honest and funny spin on it. Another person says, yeah, I've had it. It felt like I was dying. It felt like someone, something in my colon was trying to come out and being stabbed up in there at the same time. That's a great way to describe it. Dude, it's so true.
Not one person has said something that helps, though.
Yeah. This is awful. Pray.
Oh, boy. This person says...
prayers, guys.
Exactly. Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Leanne says, yes, there is a way to fix it with heat. Uncooked rice placed in a sock and then microwaved and held on the affected area. I am not going to cook some... No.
In the affected area inside, dude?
And then a dirty sock you're going to shove up.
You know, maybe...
dirty sock.
How about I just go to sushi and sit on a roll? Simple with a natural cure, increase your potassium intake. It's just like leg cramps. Bananas are a great source. I eat 4 bananas daily, 2 at breakfast, 2 at lunch. I've been cramp-free for 27 months. I'm okay with eating a lot of bananas.
Bro,
I love bananas.
If nothing else, get vitamins. Take a potassium supplement every day.
I just want to eat bananas.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
You are definitely not alone. This is hilarious. Dude, there are so many comments of people that have experienced this as well.
Oh, there's some novels, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 66-year-old female. I didn't know that. At first, the pain came only during sex after a climax. That happens to me as well.
That's God punishing you,
dude. Oh, my gosh, dude. How about this? I told my my gynecologist doctor about this. She just smiled and said, just enjoy your climax. I never mentioned it to another doctor again.
Oh, that's a drag.
Who said that? That's a terrible answer.
Just enjoy your climax. I can't. There's a knife in my
See,
starfish.
This is this is like, I think he's talking about fissures. I don't know if that's the same.
Amy Fisher?
No.
She's
anal
hot.
Fisher. Anal Fisher. Right, right.
Yeah.
My bad.
That problem's down there during our lifetimes. It cause pain. Most of us think they're hemorrhoids. Oftentimes, they're anal fissures.
Okay.
Let me show you something.
So I don't want to see it. This is a bowel, okay?
He just pulled out a red sock.
We can do better than this for
Does
a bowel.
Does he have rice in it?
This is the high-tech solution. Now, okay. This is the greatest down here.
On the soup, they covered the episode of the Dr. Oz episode. So maybe on the soup. Wow, we're going like Kevin Bacon, 6 degrees.
Hey, it might have
anal Charlie horses. I like somebody calls it the bad butt Charlie horse ass cramp.
What?
That might have to be the name of this episode, the bad butt Charlie horse.
It's all this, you know, the infamous story time with Glenn, but I was telling someone yesterday in my Uber, it was a hilarious ride actually, about the last time I ate lasagna, and I made the mistake of living off of it for 4 days straight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It ended up
that bad.
Dude, I was in so much pain and became so desperate, I was going to call the EMTs. Then I figured the EMTs were just going to show up, shove a garden hose up there and get me rinsed out.
That's also how they fixed the Charlie horse.
I was in so much pain, I became so desperate, I actually tried to physically reach inside myself and remove the matter.
Yeah. I've tried. I'm not that.
It was that bad. The pain
with the anal Charlie horses. I thought maybe like a little Dr. Jellyfinger might help.
Yeah,
like maybe loosen something. I don't know, but I'm like I can't.
Well, you're in that kind of pain back then. It's weird.
Thinking weird thoughts.
If you hit your knee, you can put pressure on your knee.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with a deep internal pain that feels like there's knives inside of you.
Yep. It's like when you can't get ketchup out of the ketchup bottle and you have to use a butter knife.
Yeah, you can't think straight. You start doing weird. Yeah, you start doing weird stuff, man. Yeah.
Somebody says, thank goodness that the soup covered this episode of Dr. Oz. Otherwise, I would never have learned about this horrendous attack that I suffer from, that it has a name. That is crazy.
See, I just quit eating lasagna.
Everybody's talking about Dr. Oz.
Doctors about this, man.
What?
No one talks to their doctors about this.
I don't feel comfortable asking him, telling my doctor.
In my ass. Like,
I've never talked to my doctor about
the testicle thing, man. And
yeah.
We go to the doctor.
No, I mean, balls I would definitely go to my doctor about. I don't know why, but.
Cornhole?
No, I just was afraid that they wanted them to put their finger there. Now I'm 40-something. I've experienced it several times.
We're going to put a pint glass in there, but it'll never hurt again. All right, do it.
But I know what it is now.
Don't tell my friends.
You know, our new insurance sucks, so I don't even want to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Just come by my house, man. I'll help you out.
Same story. Dr. Oz for the win with diagnosing. Thank you all.
What you want to do is get a funnel and a thing of Morton's salt. And then what you're going to do...
and borrow Rev's little insert on his bong.
No, you get to keep it at that point. You're not borrowing
I like this one. Finally got the answer. I thought I was being anally probed by aliens in my sleep. I'm beyond relieved.
He probably really did, too.
But I still wonder. What if that is what's happening?
Maybe that's how it all started.
And they just created a name so that they would take us off the beaten path. But really, I'm being anally probed every so often.
You've got a transmitter implanted in there, Steve.
Yeah, he's Cartman.
He's Cartman. He's sending data right now.
Put your finger in there and let's find out the satellite.
And 3 to 4 times a year, they have to go back up there to check or replace the battery.
They got to switch the batteries.
Replacing the batteries.
Yep, they got to put on that USB charger.
So this little LO44 watch battery. they're all hovering over your bed and alien like, we got to come up with a better design. This sucks. We shouldn't have to do this frequently.
Instead of chest burster, it's something else entirely.
I see my wife. She's like, hey, what'd you talk about on your MIGS cast today?
Don't worry about it.
Alien 2, Electric Boogaloo, the MIGS scenario.
I can't wait because my wife does actually listen to this podcast. So she's going to be like, really? Really, you guys? This is what you talked about?
We're helping people.
Dude, yeah, you're going to be like, honey, be tickled that my cornhole's not in pain.
Yeah, I heard he sent a picture of
your sex bong. Yeah.
Dude, sex bong, baby. Look at this.
Sex bong, baby.
Look at that.
That deserves a video as well.
These are the best videos ever.
These are great. I'm sorry. This thing is like the best. Like, it's a party favor and it's a bong.
This is why I always love when Billy comes in, because you always bring in the most ridiculous stuff.
I always try to think that way. Like, what kind of weird stuff can I do?
And if you're spelling ridiculous, four of those letters are in caps.
I can't get it off. There we go. I got it. I don't want to break the bowl. There we go.
Okay. I bet you could stick it to the wall.
We have an email.
Probably.
You should put it up against the window.
You could.
I just snorted.
Let's see if it works.
Let me take out the pee.
Take out whatever breaks. Yeah. We don't want to pull a Travis or Tavis.
Hold on.
They're never welcome back in Mary Martin.
No, they're banned for life.
Banned.
Or come by later. It does stick.
Oh, my Lord.
That is impressive.
That is veiny.
Really? No, that's a candle drip.
It looks like a horse.
Of course. All right, we got an email. themigscast@gmail.com. This is from Jaden. Jaden says, the subject line, this is totally Glenn.
Oh, God.
I was getting down on Weird Al radio while at work, and this song came on and screamed Glenn. Then while driving home, I turned on an old episode of the cast, and it was the one with the Ricker. He was talking about partying with the one and only Macho Man. You played the cup of coffee promo. It reminded me, I was going to ask, when I sat in with you guys, if you had a favorite wrestling promo. Mine, hands down, was the cream of the crop Macho Man one, because on balance, off balance, he's better than you. Take care, bros, and thanks for the shout-out on the Wikipedia edit, and that's from Jaden. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed this. He made a change to the Stone Temple Pilots Wikipedia page. It's since been corrected, but for a second, I guess it was up there. Look at the past members of Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, no way.
You and I are on there.
Dude.
Which is not true, because we're still members.
Scott Weiland, Chester Bennington, Steve Migliore, Glenn Cannon.
I guess it's been taken down, though.
Someone was like, dude, went in there and changed it. Oh, that's funny, man.
Isn't that awesome? You can keep that if you want. Suitable for framing.
Oh, I'll probably take a photo of it at least. Oh, that's hilarious.
I can send you the screenshot, the better quality. But yeah,
I'm so scared to touch this mic now, Rev.
So he sent something. Let me find it. So he just sent it, and it says it's by Tim Hawkins on an album called Extremely Made Over called Kids Rock. And apparently, like, he does weird kids rock versions. I couldn't find the song that he was mentioning, but I found like a random funny commercial on YouTube for this guy's record. It's pretty awesome. So let's check it out.
Do your kids want music, but you can't stand kids' music? Well, help is on the way with Kids Rock. A collection of children's music performed by the bands you know and love, like Itsy Bitsy Spider by Coldplay.
Itsy Bitsy Spider went up the spot. Down came the rain, washed him down.
This is awesome.
Out came the sun, dried up the rain. Itsy Bitsy Spider went up the spout.
That's right. It's the same old lame children's songs done in a brand new way. You'll hear Old MacDonald performed by Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
Old MacDonald and a bomb, oh, we got a little out of bomb.
Nice.
That is great.
Right?
Oh my God.
It keeps getting better.
Just how long would it take you to compile all the great music on Kids Rock? Well, thanks to Napster, it took us a half hour. Have you waited long enough to hear Nickelback sing the Humpty Dumpty song?
Humpty Dumpty was a good man, just sitting on top of a wall. Humpty Dumpty was an egg man, didn't know he was gonna have a big fall. Poor old Humpty Dumpty, would you please help this man? Poor old Humpty Dumpty, would you please help this man? Looking so sincere, couldn't put them together again. They were just mistaken, couldn't help but an egg that's breaking. And Humpty, he fell down all the way to the ground. Looking so sincere,
wow,
right?
Can all this be for real? Well, all we can say is for shizzle dizzle, yo. This opportunity comes along only once in a lifetime. And remember, when we say Kids Rock,
Kids Rock,
we mean it. And who rocks harder than Metallica?
While the farmer had a dog, Bingo was his name. B-I-N-G-O.
Nice. That's great.
While the farmer had a dog, Bingo was his name. B-I-N-G-O.
So perfect.
All right, yeah, that's Tim Hawkins. And then straight up the Glenn Cannon parody alley.
Yeah, right?
Like, I can see you doing this.
Is that guy getting sued?
He probably is.
Damn.
I don't know.
Oh, there's parody rules. You don't have to worry about it. Weird Al made a living out of it.
I know, but he had whole bands. That's the whole thing is I got to get someone to play all the background music and not just use those karaoke tracks.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
The karaoke tracks is what F's you.
Yeah, so that's why I can't monetize my parodies. That's why Red Solo Cup still remains in obscurity. And I know it could
what
be
about
a single...
Fud Against the Machine, man?
Oh, I want that so Fud bad, dude. You don't even know.
Some of those at workforces are the same to Born Quasis. I would love to see that show.
So he also asked, what's one of our favorite promos? I know you guys don't watch a lot of wrestling, but I did find one that is probably one of the greatest promos. Scott Steiner is a wrestler from back in the day.
Oh,
Big
no.
Papa Pump.
Yeah.
I have a few, but this one is probably one of my favorites. It goes for a minute, but this is an actual promo that he gave.
Steiner, it's going to be a three-way for the TNA heavyweight title at Sacrifice between you, Kurt Angle, and Samoa Joe.
Like her.
Now, before you get there, you have an important step tonight as you and
she
X Division
hot.
Champion Pete Williams
little blonde,
take on the unlikely duo of Kurt Angle and Samoa Joe.
You know, they say all men are created equal, but you look at me and you look at Small Joe, and you can see that statement is not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you got a 25% at best at beating me. And then you add Kurt Angle to the mix, your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at Sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me and he's not even going to try. So Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25% chance and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at Sacrifice.
How do you have a headache?
But then you take my
Sacrifice
75% chance of winning if we used to go one-on-one and then add 66 2/3%. I got 141 2/3 chance of winning at Sacrifice. See, Joe,
the look on that cute little girl's face is like, dear diary, how in God's name did I end up here?
Would you rather be with me or would you rather be with Joe?
Well, I think Joe's kind of nice. I mean, you know.
See, you're one of those girls that like romance. I'm going to talk to all my freaks out there. Would you rather come home to me, a genetic freak, to be satisfied every night, or go home to that fat-ass Small Joe? See, tonight, we're going to win, and I'm going to be the world champion at Sacrifice. Come on, P, let's go.
Scotty, just like you always say, Big Papa Pump has got your hookup. Well, Maple Leaf Muscle is who you need to look up. Holler if you hear that.
Yay. Okay.
And
all right.
That's my first favorite. My second favorite, also from Scott Steiner.
WCW World Heavyweight title.
Tonight.
And I know for a
fact. It's not in stereo. Let's try it. Maybe a different version.
And I'm going to prove to you that I'm the man with the largest arms in the world. I'm the Jerry freak, and size does matter. But that statement, Mean Gene, comes true whether I'm in the ring. Oh, out of the ring. See, when I have my freaks horizontal, they understand size. They appreciate size.
I remember Mean Gene.
And size does matter. And they know that they don't have to wait for the Earth to rotate on a 47-degree axis so the stars can touch the sky and create an equinox so they can see the Big Dipper. No, no, no. All they got to do is call the Big Papa. Because I'm the man with the Big Dipper. And satisfaction's coming when I go behind and do the bump and grind. And it's only a matter of time because they call me the Big Bad Booty Daddy. Realize this, I only care about two things in this world. My freaks and my peaks. I'm going to whisper in your ear, size does matter, bitch.
A little aggressive. Just a little aggressive.
Yeah. Random mathematics.
Yep, with Scott Steiner.
I think I'm going to start doing more of that in my everyday life.
You got a 66% chance.
You got a 33 1/3% chance that if I smell odd or of onion-flavored rings, that there will be nachos two doors over, but an 88.793972 off-axis divided by X multiplied by pi opportunity chance that a plum could fall on the floor and smell.
And a Diet Coke, please. Let's check out another voicemail before we get out of here.
Hi, guys. It's Mama.
Mama.
I hope you're going to have a wonderful holiday weekend.
I have a 66%
chance.
87.35%.
It seems like it's going to be nice.
Plus your 66% chance.
I wish you a happy weekend.
Thank you.
Dwayne Cognito. is at his Big Foot convention this weekend, so he's having a ball.
Dragon Balls?
Sasquatch. Just thinking about you.
Susie looking for a Sasquatch.
I love you. I love you all.
They have a convention.
Bye-bye.
They have a convention?
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of people with messed up camera equipment that only takes blurry photos. And that's when they get together.
Sasquatch is actually blurry. That's why they get great pictures of him. He's blurry already in nature.
Yeah.
So
that's the great
drag.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find that.
It's like Predator.
It's a problem. Yeah, exactly. Actually, it's a malfunctioning Predator.
Exactly.
It's out there making them clicking sounds, just cursing. Like, God damn it. Why can't I get this thing fixed?
Here we go.
Please try again. Because you're having a contest I was unaware of. But I thought I might have opened the yogurt wrong.
Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
Or maybe Yoplait was trying to inspire me. The bottom, hope on top. Don't do for an hour.
Oh, sorry, Rev.
Damn it!
I don't know where to stand. Sometimes when you sit,
your
last,
get
last for some reason.
I've never seen this
film. Thank you, that was a very good suggestion. It's much more easy. Actually, I don't want to f*** up the videotape. No, all that's in the videotape is this part. I can do this, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I was on the Craig Kilborn show about a month ago, and after the show I flew to Minneapolis and I was in the airport and a guy came up to me and he said, "Dude, I saw you on TV last night." But he didn't say whether or not he thought it was good. He just confirmed that it was actually on TV. So I turned my head away from him for about a minute. And then I turned it back and I said, "Dude, I saw you at the airport." About a minute ago. And you were good. I think Bigfoot is blurry. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's not the photographer's fault. Bigfoot is blurry. And that's extra scary to me. Because there's a large, out-of-focus monster. All in the countryside. Run, he's fuzzy. I like to take pictures. My favorite pictures are pictures of...
Okay, yeah.
Oh, run, he's fuzzy.
Run, he's fuzzy.
Do we have any more? Man, you know, we'll save these for next time. But I think, yeah, we got most of our voicemails. If I missed anyone, sorry, I had some issues with my phone. I think I accidentally deleted a few that we never played. Whoops. Oopsie-daisy. That happens.
It does.
I blame it on Bigfoot. Man, oh, you know, real quick.
Okay. His phone was out of focus.
It was.
It was fuzzy.
I want to address this because it was up on the Facebook page. And just to let people know, because some people were curious why I put a post up. I wasn't vague booking or anything. I thought people probably, if you do enough digging, you'll see why I posted this. But somebody posted something on our Migscast Facebook page. Which,
oh, yeah, the Be Excellent to Each Other.
Yeah.
Someone flipped out about the Hawks game or something?
Yeah, somebody was upset with the Hawks. It was a female, and she just was not happy with Russell Wilson's play. I think there's a good debate to have there. I don't think he was as bad as some people are saying he was. And it's also game one, and he still doesn't have much help. Let's not forget. And Doug Baldwin is his best receiver, and he's not playing. And all, you know, mm-hmm. There's a lot of factors. I'm not going to go down that road, but somebody... Who can't take look, man, I'm a Hawks fan, and I don't get butthurt when somebody says mean things about the team or says they suck or they're the sea chickens or their existence means nothing in my life. You know what I mean?
I know a guy that was involved in all that.
You do?
No, not the cast thing.
Oh.
The game itself.
Oh, yes, you do. And it was funny because I was looking at my wife. I'm like, that's the guy. He likes strip clubs and hanging out with Glenn.
Go ahead.
So anyways, somebody posts something. Somebody gets upset and just really just cross the line. And instead of just having a fun crap-talking conversation, I said crap, Rev, because Hedberg, I respect your time. You know, just go straight for, wow, this chick's overweight and commenting about professional athletes. And it's like, man, at what point, like, the players don't care that you defend them. And also, like...
They don't even know.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, at the end of the day, they don't care about... I mean, they care, but they don't care. Like, let's be honest. Like, they're making millions of dollars. At the end of the day, they don't care what the fans think. As much as they want to say they do,
most of them don't. They care about the paycheck. And so let's not get all worked up and butthurt if somebody's critical of another multimillionaire that doesn't really care whether or not you are a fan of him or not. It's this hard reality, but I truly believe that for the most part. And so then all of a sudden it goes down this road like, hey, man, you're a little out of line. And the guy's being mad at other people. And there's all this crab talking. And now people are threatening to fight each other. And I'm just like, this is so ridiculous. You guys are imploding over a freaking sports team. Like, that is just so stupid. It's no different than politics, in my opinion. You guys are ready to go to fisticuffs because that person doesn't root for the same person that you root for. How dumb is that? So,
couldn't agree more.
Right. So yeah. I'm watching this all happen. And like, you know, we don't know what's going on in that person's life. Like, you taking a shot at their weight, that could send them down a spiral that we just don't know. And I'm a firm believer of the line of get some thick skin is bull crap. Because some days I have thick skin, and some days I have really, like paper-thin skin. You know what I mean? It's just, you don't know what's going on in somebody's life that could send them over the edge. And it's just disrespectful. And I've grown, look, we were all idiots at one point and probably did say mean things to each other. But I think when you grow up, you realize that's unnecessary. So I posted this. I just said, it's sad I even need to post this, but there's no need for being a-holes to each other. If that's your style, just remove yourself from the page and do that elsewhere. I don't expect people to agree with each other. Sports and politics seem to bring out the quote-unquote best in people. And there's nothing wrong with giving each other crap. But if you have to resort to mean-spirited comments, I'm just going to block you from the page. I've already done that, and I'm going to continue to do so. Act like adults and treat each other with respect, regardless if your favorite football team won or lost. If you're not capable of being cool to each other, I really don't know why you even joined this group. Thank you. And then I posted Bill and Ted, and it said, be excellent to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really it. And if you see it happening, let me know. I try my best to monitor that Facebook page, but I can't always, you know. But if someone's being a jerk, I'm not even gonna talk to the person about it. You're just getting blocked.
Yeah.
If you're going to be an out-and-out a-hole and you can't handle somebody being critical about something that's not even about you, it's about your team. And it's a team that I'm a fan of and a person that I'm a fan of as well, and I still don't care. Like, say whatever you want about Russell Wilson. That's not going to change my life. I got anal trolley horses to worry about. So at the end of the day, like, I just don't want this page to become that, all of a sudden people fighting on it. Giving each other crap is one, like, it's a whole different thing. And usually you can tell when someone's giving you a wink and a smile when they're giving you a bunch of crap. And if you're just going there shooting for the jugular, you're getting blocked. It's that simple. I don't care who you are. I don't care how long you've been a member of it.
Yeah.
You're just done.
Mm-hmm.
Big question, though. Just got texted from our boss, Sergeant Hair Club.
Uh-oh.
What are the Rev's cat's names?
Democarl Get in the House and Frank in Accounting. Both have Instagram posts.
I just love that. That's the text that I get from our boss.
He didn't text me. He's got my number. Text,
why was there a horse phallus stuck to the window of the studio 5 minutes ago? What the hell are you guys doing in there?
I'm banned.
We're getting physical, boss. We're getting physical.
You know, Ellipsis, do what you gotta do, but just know there's a tour coming through and we'll need the horse phallus down.
We got Greta Van Fleet coming by. Can we please remove the dog? Dong bong.
The dong bong. I'm gonna
make sure you guys get those pipes next time. I've got them at the shop. I'll bring those up next time.
Bring one at least for Travis.
Yes, that's what he gets from now on.
Shatterproof.
Yes, right? I want to see the pictures that he posts with that.
Oh no. Oh dear.
Oh my gosh. Hey, quick shout out to Travis. His performance. I didn't get to be there. Were you there at Highway 99 Blues Club?
Yeah.
If you just go on his page, you can check it out. But he posted a bunch of videos, and I mean, I was cheesing from ear to ear. Big ass smile. Travis was just doing some straight up funk, some James Brown, and just crushing it with a bunch of trumpet and horn players. Yep. It was next level. It was super cool.
I didn't
cool.
get to see that portion of the set. I had a split set at a wedding in the morning.
Uh-huh.
But he opened the night with a set of his stuff, but he did a bunch of, he did more Italian opera, but this time he actually just played the guitar and sang it. He did some Spanish stuff. He did some stuff in Greek on a flamenco guitar. I mean, it was all over the map and just killer.
It's so talented.
Jeff got up with him. He played Everyone's Dead on a piano, and Jeff Rouse joined him on bass.
Oh, I wish there was video of that.
It was sick, and I had to split right after that because, like I said, I had to be up really early to be up in Everett for this thing. So I've only seen the video of him jamming with that's Ben Smith from Heart and a bunch of other. But, yeah, he was doing a bunch of killer R&B stuff. I didn't get to see any of that.
It looked like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And you could tell he was in his element.
Oh, he was having a ball.
Yeah, and it was contagious how awesome it was. And I just wanted to give him a shout-out for that because that was freaking awesome. So I can't wait for him to do more of that stuff. And if you ever see Travis Brock doing some performances,
Especially with Ben Smith, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that.
No, because that'd look like a really special night. Billy, again, Mary Mart.
Yeah, Mary Mart, 6th Avenue in Tacoma, 3002 6th Avenue. Come join us for our birthday special Saturday. Lion Pride party bus and music will be there, and live performances, crazy specials, and it's a good time every day.
Get so the Steve Miggs signature anal suppository.
Yeah, we just got to put your face like right
on
it.
We'll hook you up with hash and then pick up some trash.
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah, when you guys come do that, check out Mary Mart's Got Talent. Again, we got Mary Mart's Got Talent, Mary Mart's Education Days, as well as the Mary Mart Clean Up the Ave. And anybody's welcome to check out our Facebook page, and you'll see all of our events and everything like that we got going on through there, as well as on Instagram and everything. But yeah,
if they just type in Mary Mart,
all you gotta do is type in Mary Mart, you'll see us. Tacoma, 6th Ave. Nice. We're there.
Get a dong bong,
dude. Thank you, as always, for bringing on.
Yeah, thanks for the thanks, for the thanks again for Friday night.
Let me know how it all works out, you know, and tell your friends and stop back by sometime. And
I appreciate you getting those bees honey, getting them stoned to make this honey. That was really nice of you.
Hey, I do what I can to
that applicator could probably
it could be used as a suppository.
You could probably get that up in there, Steve. Oh, honey buns.
Oh, honey buns.
Sticky butt. Sticky butt.
Sticky butt.
Sticky butt Miggs. lots of stuff, man. Now, Glenn, anything going on in your world before we get out of here?
It looks like out of nowhere, I will be playing with the Black Vinyl All-Stars.
Nice.
This Friday
those
night
guys kill
at
it.
The High Dive. Yeah, it's all basically Led Zeppelin, The Who, and Pink Floyd. And a bunch of killer musicians, Mike Stone, Zach Malang, Ryan Burns. These guys are, Igor, the guitar player, is amazing. The whole band's sick. And they had this show lined up. The Jane's Addiction Tribute is opening the show.
Role.
Yep. So it'll be a killer night. And if you're not doing anything, this came together last night. They hit me up and said, we're in a bind. Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay, I'm there. And so I'll be singing probably a couple hours worth of Zeppelin, Floyd, and The Who at the High Dive this Friday night. I hope you can come and join us.
Awesome, dude.
So that's very, very that's cool. Going on.
Rev?
I'm going to the fair on Friday, so that'll be fun.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if the weather's going to hold up.
God, I hope so.
Because we were thinking about going on Thursday, but if the weather's not good, we're not going.
Yeah, I don't want to go to the fair if it's going to rain.
Right.
Oh, crap.
Well, it doesn't look like it's going
to. But I want scones.
It looks like it's going to rain. And next week, Monday or Tuesday, might be better.
What are you going to go for?
Oh, yeah,
scones,
man.
And elephant ears, man.
I know,
yeah. I can't go on rides there. They told me one time I'd get decapitated on a ride. Yeah.
Oh,
at least they told you.
Yeah. See, the only thing I could go on was the slingshot.
See, I can't,
sir, you can't ride this. You'll
I can
die.
Technically go on rides.
You'll get decapitated.
Oh, wow.
See, Rev I can go on rides.
I can technically go on rides, but I'll just vomit no matter what.
Yeah, he'll defecate. You'll get decapitated. He'll defecate.
Yeah.
Sweet band name.
Yeah. That should be a new ride at the fair.
Making stool.
I can't even say it.
High velocity stool whistle.
Decapitators?
See that?
I don't know. No, that sounds like just like a coffee free.
Decaffeinators?
The
Dragon Balls have kicked in. All right, let's get out of here. Dude, we're thinking about going next week. It was funny because I was like, oh, yeah, let's go, babe, because now my wife's not working. So we're just like, let's just go and have some fun and she's like, great. I'm like, yeah, and I can get some scones. She's like, you can't get scones. They're vegan. I'm like, no, you can't get scones.
Yeah. Get them scones.
Getting a scone?
Get all of them.
Your veganism isn't going to stop me from scones. Get a 12-pack.
That's it? I'm a big guy. I'm sorry. I love those goddamn.
Don't scone shame me.
No scone shame me.
Shame.
I'm going to block you from
shame.
Our Facebook page.
No. Shame.
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 Shame. Clankety,
clankety. Thanks for everyone that did stick up for that lady that did get attacked on Facebook. All the douches, all the people who listen to our podcast could not be better people. And even some people said, we give each other crap, but when somebody comes and attacks one of us, we all become like this pack of wolves family mentality, and it's cool. It's very cool to see people defend everybody. All right, and we'll see you next week. Stay positive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.